Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 11th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am without Liana today. This is a Liana-less Saturday. I apologize, but Liana couldn't make it, unfortunately. So I'm here. I'm here to let you know what's been going down on these Big Brother 20 live feeds all by myself. We'll do it again. Sorry for all of the solo updates. I know there are a lot of fans of the solo update, but you know, things happen. So here we go. Let's talk about what's been going down, because there's a lot to get through here. Yesterday on the Big Brother live feeds, we had the nominations. We had a hacker competition. We had a replacement of nominations, and we've got plans for the veto, and we've got somebody who is in this house who should not be in this house, and we're going to talk about all of it. All right, so we start the day with Haley and Rockstar. Haley is, she's considering not putting Angela and Rockstar straight up on the block. Angela and Casey straight up on the block together. She's considering maybe, should I put JC on the block? Should I put Sam on the block? Like, should I do one of these things? And so she's gone a little bit back and forth. She's not sure what she's going to do. Meanwhile, Casey and Angela are going to have a conversation. Angela thinks that Scotty may have told Haley that that Angela told Scotty that Haley was trying to get Scotty on the block last week. And that's maybe why they're both in the hot seat here. That is going to be a correct theory. Haley is going to talk to Scotty about saying, Scotty, look, because she wants to nominate JC, but she feels like she can't because of Fessy. So Haley is going to tell Scotty, if you win the hacker competition, I need you to tell me, because I've got some ideas. These ideas, they're not Tyler. I'm not talking about Tyler. I have other ideas for the hacker competition. So I'm pretty sure she's talking about JC here. She wants JC on the block, but she can only do it if they win the hacker power. So that is going to be the plan there. Scotty tells Haley that he has been pretty sketched out by Sam recently. He's talking about, like, you know, Sam, she says she doesn't want to play the game, but now all of a sudden when the person she nominated is HOH, all of a sudden she's best buds with the person that you're closest to, and she's playing the game, and I'm seeing smoke here. This is something is fishy. Something is wrong. And he's correct. Something is wrong, but not in the sense that he's talking about. He will later go on to say that she is playing Dr. Will's game, and maybe it's accidentally, but Dr. Will from Seven, he said he didn't want to be there, and then look, it was a part of his strategy. What if that's what Sam is doing? Rockstar will correctly point out, no, I think it's if that's true, it's accidental. So he still thinks, though, that because Haley is like, well, should I nominate her then? And he's like, nah, if you got a commitment out of her, then that's probably, you know, probably don't want to nominate her. And Haley says, honestly, you know, if this is true, like, Tyler's not even my target at this point, especially if I found out that Sam is lying to me or something along those lines. Like, she's becoming less and less concerned about Tyler every time she has has a conversation with Tyler. Tyler is able to play it well enough that his threat level to in Haley's mind, it drops a little bit. She always feels good about her conversations with Tyler. So the motivation to target him is becoming weaker and weaker. Scotty says that if he was HOH, he would be nominating JC and Sam. That's what he will do next week if he wins the HOH. He feels like he has the capability to nominate JC. He feels like he wants to nominate JC. There's going to be a lot more talk about JC, all started by Scotty. Scotty's kind of starting to realize, we talked about this yesterday, he's starting to realize that JC might be the reason all of these votes have been flipping, and that maybe JC has been trying to frame people, and we know that Scotty is one of the people that has been framed many, many a time. And so Scotty is really on to JC here. He really wants JC on the block, and he's also, again, very skeptical of Sam. And so if Scotty wins HOH, he would want JC and Sam up on the block. Scotty is then going to talk to Fessy about JC. And he tells he's trying to get Fessy to not trust JC anymore. He's really, you know, he put a lot of work in to try and separate Haley and Fessy. Now he's trying to separate Fessy and JC. He is talking about how he says, look, JC was voting to keep voting Bailey out all week last week, but he was pretending not to be. And the way that he, you know, orchestrated that whole thing was really sketchy. And I really think that we need to pay attention to what JC is doing, especially in regards to the votes, because the whole thing is just very sketchy. This conversation, though, gets interrupted by the nomination ceremony. Haley, despite having some last-minute second thoughts, manages to not make the mistake of not nominating both Casey and Angela. And so Casey and Angela are nominated, and they are put on the block, and they are our two nominees for the week. And by for the week, I mean for the next few hours before the hacker competition. Still a dumb twist, I will say. Fessy, Scotty, and Haley are going to continue this JC conversation after the nomination ceremony. They are going to talk about how, look, JC has been telling Fessy that Haley claimed that she was keeping Brett when Brett was up against Rachel, and Haley denies this. She's like, I didn't tell anybody that I kept Brett. I did not keep Brett. I don't know what JC is talking about there. That's a complete lie. They talk about how he keeps telling Fessy that Bailey and Haley are working together. Don't be stupid. And he keeps telling Scotty that Fessy and Haley are in a secret showmance. Don't be stupid. And so they're really starting to be like, Haley tells Fessy, like, have you ever considered just like that JC is making this stuff up, that he's playing with your head? And Fessy is starting to come around a little bit. Fessy is like, man, oh, I really hate this because I like JC. I want to trust JC. Don't do this to me. Why? I'm so confused. Fessy's not happy about this conversation, but he's starting to see a little bit, with both Haley and Scotty coming at him. Although there's definitely a chance that, that because Scotty is involved in this, he might be like, stupid Scotty is trying to make JC look shady. But I think he's starting to really, he's starting to be a little bit, wary of JC. So meanwhile, Tyler, Casey, and Angela are going to talk a lot about their strategy for the week. Essentially doing everything that, the Fauci side should have been doing last week with the hacker, planning it out and, figuring out the optimal way forward. They realize that the plan here is to backdoor Tyler. So, they are talking about, okay, we need to win the hacker competition. If we don't win the hacker competition, then we won't have the votes no matter what happens. because the votes, as we went over, we went over scenarios in the previous morning update. There are 7 votes total, and normally level 6 would have the votes if they were able to make sure that one person from the other side is on the block. However, if there is the hacker competition, then one of them would be nullified. It would go to a tie vote, and they would not have the votes to do what they wanted. So in order to maintain their voting majority, they need the hacker competition to prevent themselves from getting nullified, at which point they will have a 4-2 majority in the vote. So they need to win the hacker competition. And then if they do win the hacker competition, the plan is, we need to make sure that we put Rockstar up on the block. She is a firm number with the other side, and she is the least capable at the veto competitions. So, Rockstar is the person they want to put up. And that is going to be the plan if they win the hacker competition. Angela briefly talks about, should we put up Sam though? I think maybe we should put up Sam. And I'm like, and then Tyler and Casey are like, no, that's a terrible idea. And I'm like, oh, well, if this was Fauci, I bet they'd do it. Sam is not going to go up on the block. Brett is going to join them at some point. Or no, sorry. Tyler is going to tell them that, hey, Brett let me know. He thinks we've lost Sam. Sam's out in the wilderness somewhere. We don't know where she is, but I think we've lost her. So they think that they're considering their options. They're thinking, well, Sam seems to have a problem with Angela right now. Maybe if we're talking about like what happens toward the end of the week, they think that Sam is more likely to vote for Casey to stay over Rockstar than Angela. So they're thinking, well, maybe we should try and make sure Casey is on the block next to Rockstar instead of Angela, because that would give us an extra buffer vote. Even though we would have the votes if we won the hacker, it would give us potentially the potential to get Sam to vote to keep Casey as well. So they're thinking through all of these things. And Tyler is also considering, you know, there's also the possibility maybe the person who comes off of the block should be the one that's picked to play in the veto, because if that person wins the veto and then uses the veto on the other person that is still on the block, and then they try to backdoor me, we'd be good. I promise. Because that would allow for all 3 of the vulnerable level 6 members to be safe. With Haley trusting Brett, that would mean 2 people from not their alliance, probably JC and Sam, to be on the block, or even JC and Rockstar, or Sam and Rockstar, depending on what happens. So that would ensure that they'd have the votes as well to get Rockstar out of the house and remove one of Haley's allies on her own HOH. So that is their plan. It is what they should be doing. And it's what Haley should have done last week, because this hacker power is very powerful. So then we get to the hacker competition. Feeds come back. Casey has won the hacker power. She is going to tell Angela and Tyler right away. They are very excited. The score is now 1-1, and the tiebreaker this week is going to be the veto competition. And so that's what it's all going to come down to. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. So they are talking about this. They say, okay, here we go. Plan is Casey's going to take herself off. She's going to replace herself with Rockstar. Casey says, Tyler, I'm picking you to play in the veto. You have the best shot to win. We need to win the veto or we're screwed. So because you have the best shot to win, I've got to pick you to play. Tyler says he's okay with that. And then they also discuss how they want to keep it a secret that Casey won. Casey doesn't want to tell JC or even Brett right now. And this is where they might be getting into a little bit of tricky water here. They need JC's vote this week. And it's going to be, I think, a somewhat tough vote to get, because JC is really, really kind of putting himself out on a limb here. Of course, he has the possibility to try and blame Scotty for the vote again, or, you know, who knows? He could blame whoever. But basically, this vote, if Scotty votes with, or sorry, if JC votes with them, so just to go through this scenario, right? Assuming that Tyler wins the veto, and he takes Casey off the block, he takes Angela off the block, and Haley replaces Angela with Casey. So then the final two nominees are Casey and Rockstar. The votes are Casey will then nullify Fessy's vote, which leaves six votes. The three level six members who are off the block, Brett, Tyler, and Angela. And then they're going to be up against Scotty and Sam potentially. Scotty is the one lock vote for Rockstar to stay. So it's 3-1 there. The two votes in the middle are Sam and JC. Sam is completely unreliable as a vote, which means that JC would need to be their fourth vote. With a potential 4-2 vote, that's very, very, there's not a lot of room to hide there for JC. He could maybe try and blame it on Sam, but that's probably going to be very difficult. She generally doesn't lie about things. He could try to blame it on Scotty, but Scotty has been pretty in with Haley at this point. I don't know if he'd be able to get away with that. So there's a chance that JC could get cold feet, especially if, and this is what I'm, this is the point I'm getting at. JC did tell Tyler, like, I'm good to vote Rockstar out. Don't worry about it. However, if JC feels betrayed because he realizes that everyone knows who the hacker is but him, and that they're not telling him things, that could get a little tricky, right? If he feels like he's not in with them, why would he stick his neck out for them to vote to keep them? That's what they need to be a little cautious of. There's going to be a conversation later in the day where JC talks to Tyler in the storage room, and JC is like, Tyler, don't worry. Nobody thinks it was you. I've got you covered. Are you going to pick yourself to play in the veto? And Tyler's like, I'm not the hacker. And you can see on JC's face and through his body language, like, he's upset when Tyler denies it, because he genuinely thinks that Tyler is the hacker. And he eventually goes like, Tyler, I would tell you, you know, if I won, I would tell you. And Tyler's like, no, seriously, I'm really happy, but I'm not the hacker. I promise. I don't know who it is, but it's not me. And I do think that JC is a little turned off by this. I think they need to be a little careful. I do think they should eventually tell JC about this. This is potentially the one flaw in their plan. I don't see it being a massive flaw by any means. I do think they would still likely have the votes, but it's something that they need to watch out for. So that's the level six side of things. Haley is going to, meanwhile, pretty immediately clock that she thinks that Casey has won the hacker competition. First of all, Casey, when they were competing, apparently was nearby Haley. She was near Haley when she was competing, and so Haley was able to overhear some of the things going on next to her when Casey won the competition. Look at that, more audio problems for Big Brother 20. And on top of that, she also noticed that the cameras were following Casey around when the feeds came back on following the hacker competition, which gave her even more reason to suspect that Casey had won. So, not for any reasons due to the players or anything like that. Two different production reasons. Haley suspects that Casey has won the hacker power. She is going to question Casey about this. Casey denies it. Haley tells Casey, "You were never my target, but the only reason you were on the block is because Scotty told me that you told him that I was trying to get you on the block." And this is true. Scotty told Haley that Casey told him about Haley's plan to put him on the block, which is. Let me talk you through this. Okay, right. Last week, Haley came up with a plan, as you guys know, to get Scotty on the block next to Tyler. Haley pitched this plan to Angela, and then Angela told Scotty about the plan. Casey was in the room when Angela told Scotty about this plan. Scotty confronted Haley about this information that Angela told him, and when he asked Haley about it, he said that Casey was one of the people that told him, despite the fact that Casey wasn't one of the people that told him. She was just in the room. And so when Haley denied the fact that she tried to get Scotty up on the block, which is a lie, Scotty now believes that both Angela and Casey, and I think he genuinely, again, this is a situation, he genuinely believes that Casey told him because she was in the room, but even though she didn't actually say anything. And so he now believes that those two were lying to him about Haley trying to separate them. And now Haley is, for whatever reason, freely offering this information that Scotty told her about this, and essentially saying that, Casey, you have now tried to pin Scotty against me by telling him that I was trying to get him on the block, and I don't like that. And so now Casey is like, "That's not true. I never did that. Let's get Scotty up here and figure this out, because I'm not okay with this." So that's what's going on there. Haley says, please don't bring Scotty up. I would lose trust in him if he finds out that I told you." Brent just showed up in the chat. Brent, feel free to join me if you want to hop on the call. That would work for me. So that's what's going on with Haley and Casey. Haley is, I don't understand why Haley is telling Casey this information about Scotty. It's just kind of par for the course here, giving too much information away for no particular reason. So then Haley is going to talk to Fessy. Fessy is concerned that he might go up on the block because none of them have the hacker power. And Haley is starting to second guess. Maybe it's not Casey. Maybe it's Scotty. Maybe it's Rockstar, or maybe it's Brett. She's not sure. She's starting to freak out a little bit. So they're all kind of, trying to figure out, like, who has this, what's going on, trying to figure this all out. So then we have the hacker ceremony. The hacker ceremony happens, and in the hacker ceremony, everything goes according to plan. Casey decides to take herself down, and she replaces herself with Rockstar. Rockstar is now up on the block, and Casey is off the block, leaving Angela and Rockstar on the block for the week so far. Immediately after this, Fessy and Sam are both going to tell Rockstar that they plan on using the veto on her. Sam plans on using the veto on Rockstar. Haley is pissed. Haley is very pissed. She's very annoyed that Rockstar has been put on the block. What a bad move. What a cowardly move to put Rockstar on the block. I find this a little, I'm a big Haley fan, but I find this a little funny because essentially, she's mad that they made the move that she should have made last week. And that, like, blew up in her face because she didn't make that move last week. Rockstar is very annoyed, of course, as well. You know, these, you know, I don't even know how to censor the words. So they're all just mad because they're, I think they're realizing, like, damn it, like, they did what they should have and put up the person that is least likely to win the veto competition. Also, we know from Vegas, the spoiler, that this week's veto competition will be, wait for it, Otev. We got Otev. Otev in the house. All right. I've got somebody with me here. Boom. Look who just joined me. It's Brent. Impromptu Brent. Is that
the right mic?
Can you tap it again?
Huh?
Can you tap the mic again?
Oh.
Yes. Hello? All right. We got the right mic. We're all good. We're all good. Brent is here. Brent, how do you feel about Otev? We've got Otev this week.
I'm excited about it. I think this is the do or die moment for level six. And I don't mean that they'll, you know, necessarily die out if they lose this competition, but if they win this competition, I think they can really solidify control of the game, because you have to understand what's going on here, that there are four people in level six. Obviously, you know, Fauté doesn't know about Brett, but he's in firmly in there for the most part, I would say. And they also, I would say most of the time they have JC, and some of the time they have Sam. I know Sam has her issues with Angela that we'll get into, but I do believe that ultimately Sam would save Tyler if she needed to, and Casey as well. Maybe, I'm not sure if she's on the block against Rockstar, but we'll talk about it. Yeah, like I said, if they win the veto level six, I'm talking about, then they can evict Rockstar on Haley's HOH. I think it'll be a done deal. JC's a vote obviously will become pivotal, but I think they can do it. And then going into the next HOH competition, it's only Scotty and Fessy against, I'd say, most of the house. And I think that they could probably steamroll at that point. But and Tyler may even be able to hold on to his cloud power heading into next week. On the other hand, if Fauté is able to pull out a win here, obviously Haley and Rockstar are going to be playing. The veto draw is going to become pivotal here, depending on who gets to play. If Scotty and Fessy, or at least one of them, get to play, I feel good about their OTEP chances. If neither one of them gets to play, I feel probably pretty pessimistic. But stranger things have happened in Big Brother, and I'm very keen on seeing where this goes.
Yes, and so I mean, obviously, if you are rooting for level six, then you might be pleased with this potential outcome. But this is exactly why I didn't like the hacker twist in the first place. Granted, again, this season it doesn't disappoint. This is still an exciting week, and I think we'll continue to have exciting weeks after this. But it works against the minority. I'm not really a big fan of that in general, because I think it has the potential to ruin things, though I do have faith in this season. But Brent is right. The veto is what matters here. What was I talking about, actually? Where was I?
We're talking about the veto draw. If they level six wins it, they can steamroll. Yeah.
Haley's pissed, and they're talking. Okay, right. So basically, yes. What's happening is Casey is going to pick Tyler to play in the veto. And so there's four people already playing in the veto. It's going to be Haley and Rockstar versus Tyler and Angela. And then there's going to be a veto draw. Now the Fauté side does have a slight advantage in the veto draw, and that's because the initial nominees are the ones that have the ability to choose somebody to play in the veto. Whereas, so basically last week when they did the veto draw and Casey was chosen to play in the veto by the hacker, what happened was they removed all of the house guest choice chips, because three people aren't drawing two and two are drawing instead. And we talked about that on the recap with Rob. So it's just names, but if you pull somebody's name who's already playing in the veto, that serves as a house guest choice pick. However, What happened, and Scotty told us this before they cut the feeds, was Casey actually, her name was drawn by Angela when they were picking people for the veto, and they told her, no, Casey can't choose somebody to play because she's not one of the initial nominees. She was already chosen to play by the hacker. So basically what that means is that if Tyler's chip is drawn, they have to choose a different chip. Whereas basically there's a 2 out of 3 chance that the Fauce members can get a house guest draw, or house guest pick. And there's only a 1 out of 3 chance that, that the level 6 side will get it. So there is a slight advantage to Fauce there. But obviously in general, it's pretty split down the middle, with 3 people who would use the veto on Rockstar. Waiting in the wings with Fessy, Scotty, and Sam, and then 3 people who would use the who would either not use the veto or use the veto on Angela, Brett, JC, and Casey. The veto draw matters a lot, who those other 2 people are. Obviously, the main draws here are Scotty and Fessy. If they get to play, I think they have a very good chance to win this this OTEV competition. OTEV generally has been a bit of a crapshoot. It will sometimes go to, like, I think being athletic gives you somewhat of an advantage, but we've had people like Adam Pock and other such, you know, like, I think Adam, not the most athletic, you know.
I hope he's listening.
basically, it's a bit of a crap. It's about who can find the names. I think really the one sort of characteristic that most people have had who have won the OTEV competition is that they are fans of the game. There is a definitive strategy here to winning OTEV, and that is collecting a bunch of names and piling them up into a stash. So I would expect that Scotty and Tyler both have a big advantage heading into this competition. And by big advantage, I mean, like, I think everyone has a somewhat even shot. Being athletic might boost you by like 5%. Being a fan might boost you by like 10% at most. I would expect that Scotty and Tyler have the best chances of winning this competition. But it's really, a lot is going to come down to this, Brent.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm psyched to see what happens. I'm not, you know, as somebody who is, you know, probably rooting for Haley here, I'm encouraged and I'm not discouraged at all. Even if they lose and if Rockstar goes home, Haley, Fessy, Scotty are still going to be in the house. They maybe have Sam somewhat. They maybe have JC somewhat. It's going to be interesting. I do think that at that point, level 6 is going to be really hard. I think at least one of them will be in the final 2 chairs, if not 2 of them. I think that will be really, really difficult to get them out. Ironically, I actually don't think that this week has helped Tyler. I think it's really solidified his position on the other side of the house. And I know that we can get into Haley, maybe even because she's so mad at Casey right now in the hacker twist and undoing her nominations, that she may not even attempt to backdoor Tyler at this point. But I still think that they realize who he's working with, that he's at least working with Angela. I don't necessarily know that he's working with Casey,
yeah, well,
but they know he's at least working with that side of the house.
There's a good conversation about that as well that we'll talk about.
Okay.
But I had something, but basically. What were you saying? Oh no, you're right. With the sides, I do think that if this goes through and Rockstar leaves, I think that I do think that JC will flip over, and I think that because JC is all about keeping the sides even, and I think that obviously Fessy would be the next biggest target. I think JC, while probably would still try to keep Tyler safe, would I think be targeting the rest of the level 6 people. So I'm not overly concerned about like the sides completely dying yet. I know I predicted that, but with Scotty, I think Scotty was the linchpin to destroying Fauce. If Scotty had continued to stay flipped, then they would have been dead. But with Scotty still on board, and I think with JC going to flipping over next week, if Rockstar goes, I think we're still in for a good scrap here. So
by the way, I wanted to talk about possibilities in votes. So we can save that for the end if you want.
Sure. Yeah. Let's.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move along.
Let's talk about the votes at the end. All right.
Sorry, I'm the new Puya.
So let's go.
Love you, Puya.
So Tyler talks to Haley after the hacker ceremony, where Rockstar is now on the block, and Tyler is denying being the hacker. He says, this was not me, I promise. Haley believes him. She says, I believe that you're not the hacker. She tells him, I want you to play hard in the veto. You know, I want you, because Tyler is promising, I will do what you want. If I win the veto, I will do what you want. I promised the same thing to Bailey, and I did the same thing with Bailey. So don't worry about it. I will do what you want. She says, okay, good. Play hard then. Everything will be great there. Nothing will go wrong. Casey, Angela, and Tyler are going to have a brief conversation. Casey lets them know about what Haley told her about Scotty, and they just further confirming to them that Scotty has given every bit of information away, and they cannot tell Scotty anything anymore. She still says she wants to go confront Scotty, and Tyler's like, no, let's not do that.
Yeah, that'll be the day when I see some couch talking to Scotty. Girl, sit down, please.
Brent, really, really. I thought Angela was the furniture.
No, like Angela is the lampshade. Casey is the couch.
Oh, but how does the lamp? But Angela's supposed to be the couch with the teeth. my furniture is getting all messed up, Brent.
Okay, Casey is the futon then, but okay. I don't want to see no futon yelling at
futons. Sky. Futon, that's a real dig right there.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So Casey also confirms that she will be picking Tyler to play in the veto because he's got the best shot of winning it. Tyler is fine with that.
What do you think about that, by the way?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I think it is, again, it's the right move. I mean, I think that Tyler has a much better chance of winning any given veto, especially an OTEV, than Casey does. And they need to win the veto if they want to keep them safe as a whole, but at the same time, if Casey's playing, then I guess the thing is, it comes down to, does Casey want to risk being potentially on the block but with the votes, or does she want to try to guarantee her safety where she doesn't have the votes? So like, does she want to try and win the veto, and if she loses then she goes home, or does she want to let somebody else who you know, has a better shot at winning the veto, and if they win then she's safe? So I actually think it's probably the right move overall, but it's a very tricky thing, and it kind of, this hacker thing like really messes with the like incentives of like, obviously normally you'd say like, of course you'd want to play in the veto so that you can guarantee your own safety, but with how the you know, the HOH replaces to veto is so much more important, I actually think it's probably the right move.
Yeah, I was actually wondering, from two different people's point of views, Casey's, even though she doesn't seem to be playing self-interestedly at this point, which is annoying me because I had enough of that last season, and maybe you can rebut that, maybe you can make me feel better about that, but I don't get the feeling that Casey is playing for herself. I think she's playing for her team, and specifically more for Tyler. I feel like Angela and Casey are really playing for Tyler, and I don't want to overstate it. I'm not trying to be unfair, but it does feel like that. So I in some ways I feel like she's putting herself in danger to help Tyler. Like, other, I heard them talking yesterday before the hacker competition, like, you know, well, above all else we have to make sure Tyler doesn't hit the block, we make sure that Tyler doesn't get backdoored, you know, we don't want him to end up on the block. And I'm like, what about yourselves? Even like going into Thursday night, going into the nomination ceremony, that's kind of how they were talking. So I didn't really care for that. But more importantly, I was thinking about, from Tyler's point of view, that I don't know if I really want to get picked for a veto here, because if he gets picked for a veto, he's not going to be able to hold on to that, oh, I said I was going to do this and I did this anymore. Because if he wins it, he's either going to freeze the nominations, I think, in place, although that could be dicey because Sam doesn't really, you know, feel great about Angela right now, which we'll get to. Or, you know, basically what I'm trying to get at is, if he doesn't do what he said he was going to do for Haley, he doesn't have that card to play anymore. And he really shows his cards to the rest of the house, where if he wasn't in the veto, he can just sit back, use the cloud power, and still pretend like, hey, everything I said I was going to do, I did. So I don't know if I love him playing in this.
Yeah, I mean, that's another tricky thing. I mean, I think personally, I would, if I'm Tyler, I would prefer to have the veto and not have to use the cloud power. That would mean I still had the cloud power for the next couple of weeks. It would also solidify this idea that, like, don't put me up right away. I'm just going to win the veto, which would help ensure that he would be able to use the cloud power effectively. And also just securing Rockstar's eviction and with JC not going to, you know, JC, even if JC flips over, he's not going to be targeting Tyler. I wouldn't be overly concerned about how the other side sees me anymore because, you know, one of them is likely on their way out of the door, out the door the following week anyway. And even if they, even if, you know, by chance, like Scotty or Fessy wins the HOH, Scotty still probably wouldn't be coming for Tyler. And even if he did, Tyler would still have the cloud power to try and potentially keep himself safe there. So, it's a kind of a tricky situation, but I personally would prefer to be able to have the veto and then be like, look, you know, Scotty told me that you were planning on backdooring me. So, you know, that's why I didn't do what you wanted me to do. Sorry, got lost in my notes again. Brett has a conversation with Casey. Casey finally lets Brett know, I'm the hacker. He's pumped. All they need to do is win the veto, keep the numbers the same. They will be fine.
That's all they need to do.
Yes. So Brett now knows. Brett then has a conversation with Haley. She asked him if he's the hacker. He denies it. She thinks that maybe it was Casey. Brett's like, I don't think so. I don't think it's Casey.
Why are they hiding it at this point? I mean, I get why Brett's hiding it, but why is Casey hiding it? I don't feel like it gains or anything. I feel like if she was more honest with Haley and said, look, yeah, I'm the hacker, I had to save myself, I feel like Haley would be less mad at her than she is right now. But I do feel like in some ways that she's exacerbating the situation by not revealing the fact that she's the hacker. I don't mean to get you off track. I'm just like, I think about these things as they come up, and I still don't understand all the cloak and dagger with this.
Yeah, I agree. And like I said, I think that this has a potential to damage their relationship with JC, not knowing. I do think there is one potential benefit to keeping this a secret, and that is potentially Sam. I think Sam would be upset to know that Casey is playing the game so much and that Casey put up Rockstar because Sam wasn't happy that Rockstar went on the block. So any chance that they'd have of Sam voting to keep Casey over Rockstar might go away. But I don't know how valuable that is in the first place. I don't know how viable it is in the first place. You know, in general, I think, you know, whatever, but I can see the Sam thing, but for the rest of it, I don't think it matters. They all know that she has it anyway. And they're mad at this point that she's denying it to them. But you know, especially given what happened with Haley, I can see why Casey would be hesitant to announce to the world that she won it. But I do think they should 100% tell JC. JC would keep it a secret. Although he would use it against her later, but he would keep it a secret for now. Brett, Haley's also going to be a little like, she's starting to be like, you know, Brett, are you working with them? Are you working with the other side? Did you win this hacker? Like, what's happening here? And Brett's like, no. What? I got effed. I got effed in that veto competition. Of course I'm not working with them. He's really sticking to that line. So he's really being adamant about this. He also agrees to, if I win the veto, you know, whatever you want, I'll vote however you want. Don't worry about it. He will also be potentially exposing himself if he wins the veto, and will probably be exposing himself during the vote. But again, they're probably just going to pull some shenanigans about like, oh, last minute change, what happened? It's worked for them so far. Haley, Fessy, and Rockstar, we're going to have a conversation. Haley thinks that Casey is the hacker. Obviously, she had those suspicions prior because of the audio stuff and the camera stuff. So the fact that Casey came off the block is only further confirming her idea that Casey must be the hacker. She's pissed. She says, if there's going to be a replacement nominee, I'm going to put Casey right back up there. Screw the Tyler thing. You know, I've had good conversations with Tyler. Casey's pissing me off. I just want to, I want to get Casey back up there. And so that's, and this is said in anger, so it might not stick at this point, but again, those seeds from earlier in the day where she was already kind of thinking like, Tyler's not my target for now. I think are ruminating, and now they're, you know, now Casey's pissing her off and she's getting even more solidified to this idea that like maybe Casey would be my replacement target, which we'll talk about a little bit later as well, but like might be interesting because I think Tyler would play the cloud power regardless. So,
and that would be amazing, because if that happened, then that would be all three twists blew up in their face. Not one twist mattered. If that actually happens, I think you will be dancing on the ceiling.
That would be great. Now you just made me root for this. So then Tyler talks to Sam. He's finally going to talk to Sam. He's going to try and work a little of that magic on her. He says, look, I've only ever wanted to talk to you. I haven't been able to. People were saying we had a final two and I didn't want to, you know, do that. And, I love you. I think you're amazing. So on and so blah. Just like anytime anybody has a conversation with Sam, they have to kiss her ass like five ways to Sunday. I don't know. Like, it's ridiculous. And she seems to be eating this up a little bit. She then starts talking about how she's been hearing things, and you know, sometimes when she sees Tyler, she hears like the sound of like a rattlesnake, and she's concerned for Tyler because she's concerned that that's going to get him out of the house. And I think in retrospect that she's maybe referring to Angela in this context, like that Angela is the snake around him, and that Angela has been around him a lot lately, so she's been hearing that sound. But she's talking about it not like a metaphor, not like a Dominique, you know, snake-like tendencies metaphor, but like a real sound that she's hearing. She says this in pure earnestness, and like I am, again, there's even more that we have to talk about with Sam later, but I am genuinely, I talked about this yesterday, genuinely concerned for Sam, and this is very strange. I do think that Tyler did well in this conversation to win Sam back over to him. I think that she remains loyal to Tyler and Casey to some extent as well, but definitely not to Angela, who I think is the snake that she hears, like actually hears.
Yeah, I think a couple of things are going on here. First of all, I feel terrible for the producers because their twist from week 4 or 5, whenever the Caitlin couldn't solve the puzzle, that blew up in their faces. So now they're down a number. I think, look, the real tea, Taryn, I think they realized that Sam does not need to be in the house. But I think in any other season, they would probably remove her from the house or strongly consider it. I mentioned on the update yesterday, and I know you were talking to Puyallee, so you didn't see it, but I said that, you know, we are united in our opinion. And we're maybe even rooting for different sides of the house, or you know, worrying about different things. We are united in the fact that Sam does not belong in the Big Brother house, and they should remove her. So if they can bring us together, I'm thinking that it's something that needs to happen. So I don't know what needs to happen for Sam to be removed, but some of the things she said later on in the day were truly terrible. And I add to that all the things that she's been saying up until now. And she doesn't add anything to the house. It's just, it's literally like nails on a chalkboard watching her on the feeds. And I'm sure that they're, you know, the editors of the show are thinking about it like, well, you know, we can edit around that. You know, who cares about the live feeders? But they show her all the time. I'm actually surprised about how much they do show her on the show. You know, it's a quad cam, and half the time one of the two cameras is on Sam. So, you know, talking about that they made me stay, I didn't want to stay, blah, 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 and all the negative stuff she says. So she needs to be removed from the Big Brother house. It is not a healthy place for her to be right now.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that will become even more clear as we finish out the day, because this is not going to be the end. You know, her talking about hearing things is one of the least worrying things that happens over the course of the day. JC then has that conversation with Tyler that we talked about earlier, where he said, don't worry, Tyler. Nobody thinks it was you. Tyler says, it's not me. Genuinely isn't. But he's pumped anyway. He thinks he'll be chosen to play in the veto. Who's
you're talking about? JC?
Tyler. Tyler's pumped. Tyler's, he's like, look, it wasn't me, but I'm pumped anyway. I think I'm going to get chosen to play in the veto, but it wasn't me, I promise.
That should be a sign to JC that he is holding out on him, that he's like, oh, I think I'm going to get picked to play. But what? How do you know that? Where is that coming from? I feel like he's doing damage to his relationship with JC.
Exactly. And that's, I JC has a physical reaction to this, and he, like, his body language changes a little bit. I think he's still on board. They do have, like, good conversations later in the day and so on and so forth. But when JC is like, I would tell you, why are you not telling? They need to tell him soon, because there's definitely a chance they could really sour something here. Then Scotty talks to Haley and Rockstar. Haley really wants, this is even later in the day now. Haley is starting to solidify this idea. She really wants Casey back up on the block. She's like, I want to get her back up there. And they're talking about, you know, Tyler and Angela and Casey and them, and like talking about the state of the house and where the numbers might be. And Scotty mentions, he's like, well, you know, I think that Tyler would use the veto on Angela. But I don't think he would use it on Casey, because basically Tyler doesn't really have a relationship with Casey. Tyler has a relationship with Angela, and Casey has a relationship with Angela. Angela is basically the glue that ties them together. Without Angela there, Casey and Tyler kind of separate. And then this is kind of funny. Later in the conversation, Rockstar will say, you know, I kind of want Angela out, actually, over anybody else, because she kind of holds Tyler and Casey together. And Scotty's like, yeah, that's what I was saying like 15 minutes ago. He's like, that's literally what I said. And so that's starting to become the plan, is like, okay, so maybe if we win the veto, we use it on Rockstar. We put Casey up back up on the block. We send Angela home, and then, well, voila, Tyler and Casey no longer have any relationship, and they become free agents and so on and so forth. A bit of a misread here. And, you know, ultimately, this is what would have happened anyway. So it's not like a huge mistake, given that Tyler has this power. But if Tyler didn't have the power, obviously this is a huge misread. But that's what it's starting to look like. It's starting to look like, if the Faute side does win the veto, Casey will be the replacement nominee, and Angela will be the person who likely leaves the house. I think Tyler probably concedes. I know a lot of people are talking about there's a growing portion of Tangela fans out there who see a potential for a budding showmance between Tyler and Angela. I personally don't see that much of it. I think, you know, Angela did talk about having a crush on Tyler during her HOH questionnaire thing. It wouldn't surprise me if they like hooked up after the season, but I'm not expecting them to like go full on showmans in the house or anything like that. And I think that he probably chooses Casey over Angela here when it comes down to it. And especially because the rest of the house will want Angela out, and he will be able to lean into this idea that, like, now that Angela's gone, I'm a free agent again. So I would expect Angela to be the person that leaves the house if the Faute side wins the veto.
Oh, I want that so bad. I want Angela to follow Bailey into the jury house so bad. I can taste it, Taryn. It's right there. And it's not anything against Tyler or Casey. I mean, I am. I've had it up to here with a couple of them in different ways, but I've also had it up to here with Scotty and Haley in various ways too. And there are various misreads on the house and what they can't see that's staring them in the face. How can you not see that Brett is working with the other side when he does what he does and then goes to the HOH competition and puts you up twice? Haley, stop thinking that way. Just because he's a good looking guy doesn't mean that he's on your side. He smiles at you, and like, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm going off on tangent, but this is what Rockstar is talking about when she's like, team my dad is a lawyer always gets their way, because, you know, Brett just like looks at her with that smile and flirts with her, and she's like, oh, you know, you're on my side again, yay, you know. And she totally is disregarding all the evidence that's staring her in the face, Darren.
Well, it's funny because it's working on Rockstar too.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well,
So they also talk about they talk about Brett, and they talk about like, well, I feel more comfortable about Brett. I think Brett would absolutely use the veto on Rockstar, and I think Brett would absolutely vote to keep Rockstar. I trust Brett's vote more than anyone else's.
You better pray he does not get picked to play in the veto and win it. If he gets picked to play in the veto and win it, all of the good work that he's done to get himself onto an island, to be seen by the house as somebody who's trustworthy, is going to go completely down the shitter.
I honestly, I don't think he even cares that much. Like, I think once he does it, he'll make a big speech that's the vibe I get from his goodbye messages at the very least. He's playing the role because, I think he genuinely is like on team level six and he's not trying to be self-interested that much, in the role. But you know, who knows? I'm sure that's part of it too, but I do think he'll lean into it. So then we had Haley and Tyler. She's going to again ask him to take down Rockstar if he wins the veto. He says, absolutely, if that's what you think is best. And she says,
that's what you think is best.
Yes. She says, you know, people might tell you that I was planning on backdooring you, but that's not happening. There was a plan out there. This is what she's saying to him. Essentially, there was a plan out there to backdoor you, but I promise you that was never going to happen because I've now changed my mind and now it's not going to happen. So believe me when I tell you. so that's happening there. Angela is then going to get into a bit of a fight here with Sam, and this is going to be the start of the Sam segment to cap off the night here. Sam has been making passive aggressive comments about Angela throughout the day. Apparently earlier in the day, she saw Angela making some food and she was like, oh, are you meal prepping? It's like, okay. You about to go work out? Yeah, I don't know. Always working out, Angela.
All you do, Angela. Yeah,
just eating chicken and working out. And so eventually Angela is gonna be like, Sam, what's going on? Like, why are you treating me weird? Like, what's happening? And Sam is like, nothing's going on. I don't know what you're talking about. You're just eating chicken and working out, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Not everything is about you, Angela. Not everything is about you. And Angela's just like, what are you talking about?
She just needs to leave. There is no, Angela needs to realize there is nothing positive that can come from this conversation when Sam is in a mood like this. I mean, I'm still looking back on it, giving Rockstar, you know, praises in the world for being able to reel in Sam, because all the shit she has to put up with listening to when Sam's going on about this and that and hearing voices and having things in her head and not being able to live with these people and the snakes in the game. And, you know, I mean, there's just no point in it. So I do feel for Angela in this moment because she's done, let me say, nothing to deserve this treatment from Sam. But Sam is a crazy person and cannot be reasoned with, Taryn.
Sam is like, again, Angela cares about very few people in that house. Sam is the person she might care about the most, aside from maybe Tyler. She like was legitimately in tears for Sam. She like really, really cares for this woman. And Sam is just completely turned on her, which is, I guess, you know, Angela has turned on people before, but like she has definitely done nothing at all to deserve the ire of Sam, but she is going to get it. Sam is then going to like lock herself in the have not room and start like screaming at she's getting into like an argument with the cameras, because she wants to go into the diary room, but Haley's in the diary room and she's like going to start breaking things, or talking about breaking things. She's like, oh, let's just break some dishes. Tyler and Angela, in case you're going to talk about her, like Tyler thinks maybe she's jealous of Angela. Maybe that's what's going on. They also think that maybe Haley threw Angela under the bus for trying to get Sam on the block. That also happened. Although Sam had already been talking about how much he hated Angela prior to that.
Right.
So, and they're like, well, that doesn't make any sense because Sam doesn't care about the game. They think the right move, this is solidifying to them, the right move is probably use the veto on Angela. So Casey goes on the block. Sam is more likely to keep Casey. Casey has a conversation with Sam where Sam tells her that she's essentially going to vote Angela out, but she would vote to keep Casey. So, Casey versus Rockstar, I think, would put Sam into another huge moral dilemma.
Right. She said she would keep Casey next to Angela.
Exactly.
So in a vacuum, she would keep Casey, but Casey next to Rockstar, I have to think that there's a good possibility that Sam actually votes out Casey, but I don't know. I mean, Tyler's going to lean on her really hard, and really they only need one of the two. They need JC or Sam to vote their way in order to have the votes this week, because level six can cancel one of the votes. So they only need one.
Yeah. And ultimately it likely won't matter because they should have those four votes locked in with JC, but obviously it's always better to have the possibility of a fifth vote to really lock it in if they can. But again, I think maybe that's what I should be rooting for, because maybe that's what finally drives Sam over the edge and lets her leave the house if she has to choose between Casey and Rockstar. So that's going on there. Brett is going to get into a little tiff with Sam because he asked her, would cinnamon go well with these apples? And she's like, why don't you ask Angela?
Woo, baby.
Yeah. Then Rockstar is going to talk to Sam. But throughout all of this, Sam is continuing to say, like, I feel like I'm paranoid, like I'm making things up in my head. Like, I just know that people are making fun of me, but I can't tell if it's real or if it's fake or if it's just in my head, or like, I don't know what's going on. And then she's asking Rockstar, like, do you think Brett, like, what do you think he's like outside of the house? Eventually reveals like she has a crush on Brett and she likes him. And this is going to kind of start to let us put some of the pieces together I think the reason she was mad at Tyler was not because she was jealous of Tyler and Angela's relationship, not because she had a crush on Tyler, but because Tyler was sticking up for Angela and she hates Angela because Angela had been taking Brett's attention away. I think this also explains why she was mad at Caitlin and Haley earlier in the season, because Haley obviously flirts a lot with Brett. Caitlin flirted a lot with Brett. Earlier in the day, yesterday, JC had been joking around with Brett and Fessy and Tyler about how Caitlin, you know, all the stuff that they were doing with Caitlin, and that really set her off. So she's talking about Brett here, and this is things start to get really dark. She mentions that she calls herself a fat piece of shit and that she wants to die. This is not okay that she is still in this house. Like, she should not be here. She continually says she doesn't want to be here. She says that this place is overwhelming. She hates it. She hates these people. She's now saying she wants to die. Like, get her out of this house. I don't understand. Like, seriously, I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it does to your schedule. You know, I'm anti-twist. Throw two reset weeks, throw two buybacks. I don't care what it takes to make your schedule work. You need to get her out of here. It is not okay that she is still in this house.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking yesterday. I was like, you know, what they need to do is just remove Sam from the game, let the week continue on how the week is going to continue on, have America vote on the jury, not even have Sam there, which obviously I think would help Tyler if he gets to the end, because he's by far the most popular player, and just have two buybacks, which would also help Tyler if he's eliminated from the game and he gets a second chance to come back in, and have the top two people out of, you know, four come back into the game and just continue to play it out. This cast is amazing. We love all of these people. I think it would be fun. It would be far more exciting. Again, as much as I have my problems with the lampshades and futons of the world, I would much rather see them play than watch and have to put up with watching Sam, who is just I honestly do believe that she is a danger to other people and to herself in this house. She had said other things on the night that Haley won HOH about what she was going to do if people did her the wrong way. And she used some pretty strong language then as well.
She's made multiple like threats of violence. Not that like she has ever done anything necessarily violent apart from breaking things. But she has spoken in violent terms. She's now talked about, doing violence to herself. Like this goes beyond the game. Like whatever it takes to make this work, no matter who it hurts, no matter what it does to the game, like she should not be in there. She needs to be in a better place.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Tamala, I see you in the chat going, Brent, you're just complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm just, this woman does not belong in the house. She is not well. I honestly do believe that there is a psychiatric issue here. And it's not about the game anymore. It is about the person and the humanity. And I rarely speak about that on this show. I'm always talking about the game and what's best for people within the game and the strategy. But I'm not talking about that anymore. I'm talking about the woman in the game does not belong in the game because she can't handle it. She's going to have a psychiatric break. I think if this continues on much longer, they have all of the evidence. And if something happens in the Big Brother house, I really do feel like that they are going to be on the hook for it, because all of this foreshadowing up until now about, was it foreseeable? Because from my point of view, yes, it is foreseeable, because I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen.
Yeah. She also talked about like, do I want to ruin something on the outside for somebody that's playing like some liar? I think that's probably in regards to like what production is telling her about America loving her. Like, you're going to have so many opportunities on the outside.
That's their fault for telling her that, because that's not true. Again, I have my problems with that, but I've already bitched about that, so I'll move on.
Yeah, and I think that she feels like Brett has been playing her, I guess. She I think also hearing the audience cheer for Haley and gasp at the Bailey stuff is making her feel like Brett must be a villain. Like, I can't be with Brett. Like, what is he like on the outside? I think that's probably like getting into her head about like that's. Part of it, I imagine. So all of that is going on, and they're telling her that. I mean, Vegas said that they're telling her America will hate you if you do this, if you quit. And right. Like this is not okay. It's not okay. She should be able to leave the house. I think that we should be doing everything we can to let them know that they should let Sam leave the house.
Yep, and I will continue to talk about it, but I don't want to bore people who are listening. So we're on the record. As I mentioned, it brought us together, which we don't agree on much. So I know that's not really true, but I like to say that. She doesn't belong in the house. So take her out and do something else with the people, because you've got a great cast. And I would like to see other people play the game who actually want to be there.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about you. You mentioned some voting scenarios that you wanted to go over. There's still definitely a lot of scenarios that we can talk about for the rest of this week and how it's going to play out. Obviously, we're going to get the veto draw probably in a few hours. And then the veto competition will probably be sometime tonight. So a lot of stuff will be solidified once that happens. But we still have some scenarios to play out here. Brent, did you have anything in particular that you wanted to go through?
Well, yeah, the main thing I wanted to talk about was the issue of if Sam is going to be against who's ever on the block, whether it's Angela or Casey, and she's going to want to keep Rockstar, then it comes down to JC, and Tyler knows this. But JC, he's going to have to expose his vote. I mean, he's going to have to tell Fessy what he's going to do here. I think there is an outside shot that he does not vote the way that Tyler wants him to vote. Because again, from JC's point of view, he's like whittling down the sides. And somebody from Bailey's side went home last week. And I know Tyler's telling him, we should do two this week. But I don't know that JC is that married to that idea. And I do think that if he's going to be exposed as, one side or the other, and, directly working against what Fessy wants him to do, I think there is a chance that he does not vote to keep whoever is on the block from level six. And they may have problems, even if they, a couple of things are happening. Number one, they talked about if they win the veto, they're actually going to use the veto. I thought they were going to keep them the same, but now they're going to use the veto to veto Angela off the block and let her eventually name Casey, whether she names Tyler or not with the cloud, I don't know. But I think Casey is going to hit the block one way or the other. And then he's going to have to make a decision from that point of view. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't think JC wants to be exposed in directly working against what Fessy wants him to do. I know you're saying that maybe they can hide, but there's less places to hide now. And they're not counting on anybody's votes other than their own. I mean, it's going to be Fessy, Scotty, JC, and whoever's not on the block. I've lost track at this point. But, you know, it's going to be Sam. Yeah. It's going to be those four people on that side. And I mean, again, one of them is going to be canceled. So you're not going to have any place to hide, JC. So I don't think he can hide at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but like, I do think there is a chance here, especially if they continue to keep him in the dark about the hacker. I think that, JC did have a conversation with Tyler. Tyler said, you need to vote out Rockstar no matter what. JC said, don't worry about it. You win the competitions. I flip the votes. That's how this works. So JC right now is promising to do this. He has never lied to Level 6 or Tyler about his vote. He has never misled them. I don't think he currently plans on keeping Rockstar, but I do think there is a chance that he could change his mind over the course of the week when he realizes that if he tries to blame Scotty, it won't work. If he realizes that that Fessy would be super, super pissed at him, if he realizes that Level 6 has been hiding the fact that they knew who the hacker was, there are definitely some things that could chip away at his resolve to get Rockstar out of the house. However, I do think there's probably like an 85% shot chance right now that JC votes to evict Rockstar. There's just a not insignificant portion or percentage that that he could flip here, that could theoretically change as we go along, depending on what happens with the veto and yep. And all of that. So definitely something to watch out for. It's the week could theoretically not be done just because the veto gets used in the way that it does. So we'll just have to see. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on what happens today with the veto. Again, this veto draw is going to be very important. Then what happens with the veto, who wins it, is going to be incredibly important. And then we'll see what goes on from there, Brent.
All right. Thank you for letting me hop on. Always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you for joining me. And thank you, the chat, for joining me as well. You guys are great. I will, of course, like I said, be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the feeds. We will be live tomorrow night to recap the episode. Brent, are you going to be on tomorrow night?
I don't know. I was going to check my audio. As you might have noticed, I've been having audio problems, but Rob and I have determined that it's a computer problem. So I'm going to go back to my desktop and talk with Rob later on today. We were going to test. And if it works, then I can be on tomorrow. But if not, then girl, bye.
All right. Sounds good. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night for the recap. Of course, I will be live with Social Strategy Sundays on Twitch as well. Play some games, have some fun. We got Summerstein on Monday and then the Stockwatch on the Roundtable and Stockwatch on Tuesday. So lots of fun to be had. And we're getting some really fun data for the Stockwatch, the forms and the bonus questions. And I have even more ideas for the next one. So very, very interesting stuff. I hope you guys tune in for the next Roundtable. All right. Thank you guys again for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. You can follow Brent @OneLuckyGay. And I will see you next time.